Been great to have your company again today. Sean Higgins about to join me in a matter of seconds on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. Thanks to everyone that sent through a text. One here on Alistair Clarkson earlier on today at his press conference, and Hawthorn. I've said it many times, Hawthorn and what Clarkson stands for would always see him put the club first. Well done, and bravo, Hawthorn Footy Club. And another one here, Matt from Albury, on the story that the NFL might make it that if the players in the team haven't had vaccinations and a team can't have their game rescheduled, then they'll have to forfeit. Dwayne, I love the NFL, greatest league in the world. They always separate political crap from sport as they recognise that's what their fans are there for, the sport. Go Tigers. Matt from Albany, thanks for that. Matt, Sean Higgins is on the line for his weekly catch-up ahead of his huge milestone, 250th game this Sunday. Congratulations to you, Sean.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good to be back.
Has SEN got your mum a special comments gig this weekend at all?
No, not locked in this week. I just heard that from your producer. But, that's great for Boakey and his family. I've had a bit to do with Boakey growing up in the local area, and an unbelievable achievement for him tonight. And rap that Chicky's mum's been able to, or will be able to go there tonight to watch it.
And it's a nice milestone for you. It's a pity there won't be any crowd there. It's a pity it's not a GMHBA stadium, but it's still a lovely night that's going to take place, and I can't wait for it as well. It's Richmond, so you couldn't ask for a tougher opponent.
Yeah, thanks. It's probably something that's as significant it is, it's more to show appreciation to the people that have helped, I think, along the journey. Everyone's got a different journey, and for mine, there's been plenty of ups and downs and plenty of people that have helped me along the way, family and friends and people in and around footy. So I'm grateful for that, and hopefully they get some enjoyment out of it. And for me, the focus more so is around the game, and these milestones, probably when you retire or maybe at the end of the season, you look back on a little bit more fondly than you do right at the present moment, because for me, the game's the most important thing, but obviously a big occasion for people in and around who have helped me.
It's a tough team to get into at the moment. You've been named on the bench, but you're playing, obviously, because it's going to be your 250th. Quentin Narkle, Luke Dalhouse, Max Holmes, Brad Close, who's been playing some pretty good football. Gary Rowan's back in, but he's been named on the bench. Mark O'Connor. It's a good-looking team.
Yeah, it is. We've obviously got a couple of injuries to some key players, but apart from that, we're relatively healthy and we've got guys in form. And also, on top of that, I think last week was probably just the best team performance that we've had of the year. And I think that's a sign of a really good team. And then, you know, the teams in and around us as well on the ladder, they've got great depth. I think you need that, particularly this time of year. There's always commentary around the team. A, you've got to be playing really well and give yourself an opportunity, especially at the back end of the year. But then B, you need a little bit of luck and injuries to go your way as well. So hopefully that continues for us. There's always things that pop up throughout a season. There's still a fair bit of footy to go, so I'm sure there'll be some twists and turns along the way. But at the moment, we're in a good position.
How did the staging charge unfold? I know you were cleared of it. Should they give you a call first to get your explanation before they charge you? Or how did that all unfold?
Yeah, it took us by surprise post-game. When I first heard of it, or us as a football club heard of it, we thought it might have been going the other way for a dangerous tackle. But we put forth a brief summary of events, and then they notify you that the charge is there, and that it's going to be late or fine or suspended, whatever it may be. And didn't really take into consideration what we told him, which was disappointing. And then obviously the charge was laid. And then as soon as we put our case together, it was cleared straight away, and we were really confident it would be. So just a little bit disappointed and frustrated at the beginning, but in the end, we got the right result.
So you essentially told them that it was a whiplash effect. That's why you held your head, and they still went ahead with it anyway. And then you had to put that all in writing.
Yeah, basically, and even conversations that I had with the umpires out on the ground, an umpire came up to me and asked if my head hit the ground, and I said no. I said it was more shoulder and neck from a from an old injury, and that was sort of where it was at. So I didn't think too much about it. But like I said, it sort of moved on now. It's all done and dusted. Yeah. And we got to the position that we thought we needed to be at anyway.
But you obviously didn't want it on your record.
Yeah, I think that's some, you know, some parts of your life you just move on, forget about it. And then the other part was, no, I think there needed to be some justice in it, even just things that were said and commentary around it. Was totally incorrect. So I think it was important to clear it. Like I said, it didn't take too long once everything was put forward, and then we move on.
Bizarre season, Sean, and it might even continue to get bizarre. We don't even know where the finals are going to be, whether there's going to have to be a hub, all that kind of stuff. So is it to the point that you do have essentially a bag three quarters packed?
Yeah, pretty much. I know we chatted about this last week when we were right in the midst of it last week, where we was pre-game, had just landed in Perth. At that stage, I probably thought that we were going to go to Queensland just personally, given the situation and what other sides were doing. That didn't eventuate. We come back to Melbourne and now we're playing here in front of no crowd. We're scheduled to play in Tasmania next weekend. Not sure where that lays at the moment. So, yeah, you've got to be open for everything, Dwayne, but I think most sides or every side's been able to do that really well so far. We feel like it's an advantage to us anyway, given the unknown of the season. We've got an experienced group that can handle these situations, so we'll deal with it. But yeah, on a personal front, you just got to be ready to move with the tide, because it's moving really quickly, day by day. You know, we don't even know where the game next week will be held. So we'll get through this weekend. We're looking forward to it. That's the focus. And you just got to be prepared that anything will change. And then you've got, you know, another five games to go this season, potentially the bye, then into finals. So there's still a bit to play out. And yeah, we're open to whatever it may bring.
So you obviously know what's happened with Rowan Marshall. I just spoke to Justin Longmuir. He said that the Fremantle players have essentially been asked to limit their risk. Is that where you guys are at as well? So avoiding large crowds, avoiding small crowds, not going to cafes that have a large number in it, not dropping down to Born and Bred and getting in the lineup to get the best bread in Geelong. What are you doing to minimise your risk?
Well, there is a line there every morning. You're right.
Is there what?
A little bit like that. So just some common sense in and around it. Look, there's some things that you just can't avoid, particularly when you've got a family and things need to be done, but at the same time, do what's essential and try and minimise the risk in and around that. Sometimes that's easier said than done. Then also in hindsight, it's easy. But you know, for these guys that were caught up in it a week or two ago, we felt like we were back to some normality then. So that's how quickly it can change. So yeah, put some things in place and try and limit it. We're all in close proximity down here, so things are probably a little bit easier than in Melbourne. But yeah, hopefully everyone stays out of trouble.
And player vaccination's going to be an issue over summer when there are vaccines more readily available. Just been talking earlier on the program about the NFL looked like adopting a model where if you can't field a team due to COVID and you've got players unvaccinated, then your team forfeits if the game can't be rescheduled. The player vaccination is going to be a bit of an issue that you're all going to have to work out once they become readily available and maybe the season's over.
Yeah, you're right. So hopefully we do get to that stage where the ability to vaccinate all of us, if you want to go down that path, is an option, even just the state of the country and allowing us to push on with our lives, but then also juggling that with the individual preferences of what players and, you know, even staff around the football club, commentators, whatever it is, you know, it's a delicate situation there, but it would be nice to get to a situation where as a country, we've got that option that we could potentially go tomorrow if we wanted to get done and hopefully things can start to open up a little bit.
Do you think there will be some players who put their hand up to promote it because you are role models?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Dwayne, because it, like you mentioned, it is a delicate situation. And maybe because it's still new, it's a little bit of the unknown. I'm sure there's probably guys on both sides of the fence. But we'll wait and see how that plays out. And like I said, hopefully just from a sort of footy aside, but as a country, we get the numbers of vaccinations in and available as quickly as possible.
Dangerous tackle crackdown last week, or almost an overcorrection. Did you sense it? Do you sense things from week to week that are a little tinkered with?
Yeah, a little bit, particularly in the games early on. I noticed there was a number of them paid. So whether that's a calculated increase in the number of tackles paid, or it was just one of those games, the circumstances led to, what did we have? We probably had five or six in that one game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't really see a trend outside that game, but sometimes you can pick up what you need to be aware of in the either the Thursday night or Friday night games. It tended to be the case last week, but didn't really filter through to too many other games. But yeah, I mean, we're mindful anyway with the tackle and the concussion and that sort of thing. But I did notice there was a couple more paid in that game. But like I said, that may just be a coincidence.
Great to have you, Sean. Congratulations again on the 250th. The whole footy world will be watching it. And, I won't be watching it. I'm doing the later game, Essendon Giants. But I'll watch it on replay. Hope you go well.
Thanks, Dwayne. Cheers.
Sean Higgins joining us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. We need to take a break. Back to a couple of your calls. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia My22 Serato is now in stock. And Campbell Brown, not far away. And Rowan Taylor, Australian swimming team coach, also not far away.